Halo has been called off, at least for now. This is Pontech News for Friday, October 20th, 2006. Well, Bill O'Reilly just couldn't help himself. Seems he hates blogs because they're full of hyperbole. He said if he blogged, he'd go in with a hand grenade. That's just too plain level-headed, Bill. On Wall Street, the Dow pulled back 9 points to 12,002. Shares of the construction equipment maker Caterpillar were the most active on the big board. Cat lost $10, which helped bring the Dow down. The war of words continues between Microsoft and security firms. The companies are concerned that the Vista operating system will leave them out in the cold. Microsoft has been promising to make more of Vista's code available to outside firms. A lawyer for security company McAfee said Microsoft has not followed up on some of those promises. Microsoft says it's working to meet the needs of its competitors and calls the remarks inaccurate and inflammatory. Microsoft's ability to play well with others has always been good copy. Interesting that one of the firm's arch enemies, IBM, will work with the software giant to offer products designed to help you manage the ever-increasing amount of information you process through email. The collaboration will be based on IBM's existing storage and archive managing software. YouTube is on the copyright infringement issue. Today it removed 30,000 files from its domain after a Japanese entertainment group notified them of illegal material. Pontech's Matt Kelly has more.
The site quickly complied with the request from the Japan Society for Rights of Authors, Composers, and Publishers, made on behalf of 23 Japanese TV stations and entertainment companies. The files were mostly entertainment and music TV programs and were discovered during a 5-day audit of the site that started October 2nd. According to spokesman Fumiyuki Asakura, the Japanese entertainment group may ask YouTube to introduce a preliminary screening process to prevent copyright clips from being posted in the future. It's not the first time YouTube has been in the crosshairs of Japanese broadcasters. Earlier this year, NHK asked it to remove a clip of a children's song and said it would go after other files on the site. YouTube's popularity in Japan is growing, with an estimate of 2.1 million monthly users in April, according to Net Ratings Japan. I'm Matt Kelly in Los Angeles.
There was 90, then 45. What's next, 22 and a half or 22? Whatever it takes. AMD is rolling out its first microprocessors based on its 65-nanometer manufacturing process. The company plans to be fully converted to the new technology by the middle of next year from its current 90-nanometer process, and AMD is working with IBM and others to produce 45-nanometer technology by 2008. That's on their way to a 22-nanometer plan currently in research stages between AMD and IBM. A delay may have Sony PlayStation 3 consumers feeling blue, Podtech's Rio Pacino explains.
Sony says it may not hit this year's shipment target of 2 million PS3s to the U.S. and Japan because of a part shortage in the Blu-ray high-definition disk drive. The news comes a day after Sony slashed its profit forecast resulting from battery recalls and PS3 price cuts in Japan. A shortage of PlayStation 3s could open the door for rival Nintendo when it unveils the Wii gaming console on November 19th. Nintendo is expected to ship 4 million Wiis worldwide through December. The other player in the video game console market, Microsoft, already has a big jump on Sony and Nintendo. Its Xbox 360 console has been on the market for almost a year. This is Rio Pacino for Podtech News.
Over the years, filmmaker Peter Jackson has shown himself to be something of a force of nature, but with the expansive Lord of the Rings, Jackson is at work on another mind-bogglingly expensive project. This time, it's a movie version of the video game Halo. And the budget for Halo? It's rumored to be edging upward toward $400 million. That's why Universal and Fox Film Studios have withdrawn financing. That's at least according to a report in Variety. Jackson and his partners say that Microsoft is looking for other distribution partners, and they're pressing ahead with preparations in their New Zealand facilities. It may sound like science fiction, but invisibility is here, sort of. Don't get any Homer Simpson ideas of all the things you could do while being invisible. The simplistic explanation is that a cloak designed to deflect microwaves makes whatever is under it invisible, at least to microwaves. Scientists from Duke University and Imperial College London say the cloak could have applications ranging from military uses to wireless communication. Recapping Wall Street, the Dow lost 9 points, NASDAQ gained a point to 2342, and the S&P edged up a point to 1368. Hot Tech News is produced by editor Michael Klinger, reporters Matt Kelly and Rio Pacino. I'm Jason Lopez. Have a great weekend.